Try again. Dear friends in Christ, on January 10th, 1963, a little over 47 years ago, our church body made a decision that has affected us all. For it was on January 10th, 1963, that the Church of the Lutheran Confession made the decision to purchase the Ingram Estate as permanent home for the campus of Emmanuel Lutheran College. The purchase price was $85,000, but only $10,000 of this had to be paid at the time of purchase. Now, for the first four years, Emmanuel Lutheran College was located in Mankato, Minnesota. And even though the classrooms were adequate there, there was a problem with housing out-of-town students. So something had to be done. Already in 1961, the convention began to gather information. All the people were to look for places where the college could be located. Several properties were found in Mankato, Minnesota, one in Red Wing, Minnesota, another one in Watertown, South Dakota, and in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the property next to Messiah Church on the north side of Eau Claire was considered. And in fact, the committee figured that that was the best choice. But at that time, of course, there were no buildings there except the church building, which at that time was only a fraction of the size it is today. But our Lord had something else in mind, something much better. Back in the 1920s, a lumber baron by the name of Erskine Ingram built a house on the south side of Eau Claire alongside Lowe's Creek. And in 1958, his son, Orrin Ingram, donated this entire property with the buildings and the Ingram home to the Minnesota Foundation. And the Minnesota Foundation used it for 4 years as a home for the elderly. And in order to get it ready for that, they had to put $85,000 of improvement into the property. And then after 4 years, they decided that isn't going to work out very well for them, so the property was available. And since it was a non-profit organization, they wanted to dispose of it for the $85,000 they had put into it to improve it. Now, Pastor Arvid Gullerud, by the Lord's guidance, found out about this property before most people did. He was the pastor of Messiah Congregation. But it wasn't only our group that was interested in this property. The Roman Catholic Church was also interested in it. And in fact, I think they used it for a week for a retreat. But their bishop was in Rome in 1963 for the famous Vatican Council II, which changed the shape of Roman Catholic worship. And so he was not available, and they could not make a move. But our committee thought this was great. And so they put down a $500 deposit, and they were given 30 days to make a decision. And so a special convention had to be held. The end of the 30 days was January 15th. And so the convention was held on January 9th and 10th. And on the 10th of January, the decision was made. I was present at that convention at Messiah Church in Eau Claire. It was certainly not a unanimous decision. There was vigorous debate, but the majority of the delegates recognized that the Lord had given us this tremendous gift, this property, to be a permanent campus for our church college for many years to come. Besides the Ingram home with its annex, there were, three other buildings on the property, a so-called big barn, a little barn, and the custodian's home. At first, after the property was purchased, it was thought we could build a classroom building on the property for $40,000. But the bids for that came on way higher than that, and so then the decision was made in the summer of 1963 to remodel the big barn and the little barn for classroom purposes and for dormitory purposes. At that time, the president of the church body was President Paul Albrecht from Bowdoin, South Dakota. The chairman of the Board of Regents, Board of Trustees, was his brother, Pastor Chris Albrecht of Watertown, South Dakota. And those two brothers led teams of volunteers from all the various congregations of the CLC that gathered in the summer of 1963 to do the remodeling of the big barn and the little barn. Pastor Paul Albrecht was in charge of the big barn, and that became Northwest Hall. And that was the classroom center and also boys' dormitory. And Pastor Chris Albrecht was involved with the little barn, and that became the SEM house, where the seminary students had their classes and also where they lived. And the Ingram house became the kitchen and dining hall and library and girls' dormitory. And so that summer of 1963 was a summer in which there were many volunteers on this campus trying to get this place in shape for the beginning of a new school year in the fall of 1963. And now we think back and we realize that the Lord had listened to the prayers of the members of our church body in its early years and had watched out for us and provided us this campus that we have been using for all of these 47 years, and by God's grace we'll be able to use for years to come. The same God that guided the founders of our church body through the Word of God to leave their former synods and form a new organization, that is the God who also has blessed us by giving us this property and this campus. This is chapter 12 of the history of our church body. There are 10 more to follow, but this chapter certainly leads us to say with the psalmist, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." Let us sing hymn 39, stanza 4.